Saturday of the 16th week of Ordinary Time, 2023. Today's feast is that of Saints Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. But if you look at the collect, the prayer over the gifts, and the prayer after communion, they all make reference only to Martha. In John's Gospel, which I will be reflecting on today, and the alternate reading from Luke, the one that annoys so many women, both feature Martha. A puzzlement. Lazarus has died, and Jesus hears about the death of his friend and tarries 4 days before coming to Bethany. Jews did not believe that someone was really, really dead until 3 full days had gone by. So Jesus decides not to come to Bethany until Lazarus is fully and finally dead. When Jesus arrives, Mary stays at home. As in the Lucan text, she is passive, while Martha is the active one. Martha says to Jesus 2 things at the outset. If you had been here, my brother would not have died. And whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Perhaps we ought to take Martha as saying, Jesus, if you had been here when Lazarus was dying, you could have healed him. But it is clear that she still has faith in him because of his special relationship with God, who she believes grants him whatever he asks for. Jesus assures her that her brother will rise. This is deliberately vague. She thinks he is referring to the general resurrection, which more progressive Jews in Jesus' day believed in. But Jesus is implicitly saying more, that Lazarus will be resuscitated, will be restored to ordinary life after being really dead, because of the presence of Jesus, who is God's life incarnate. When Jesus says to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life, we need to remember that all these I am statements in John, when they have a predicate, are not saying so much about Jesus' identity as they are disclosing something about what Jesus is able to share with others. Here, Jesus is affirming that he can give resurrected life to others. Lazarus's imminent resuscitation is a sign of something much, much greater, a whole new mode of being that will exclude every form of death, that Jesus wants to begin to give believers during their lifetimes, but will come to wholeness after their deaths. Next, Martha responds with 3 titles addressed to Jesus. This can give the reader the impression that she has come to mature faith in him. But in John's Gospel, the making use of conventional titles expresses real faith, but not fully mature faith. As the story unfolds, it's clear that Martha is not at the maturity of faith, because at the tomb, she is concerned that Lazarus' body will be emitting a stench. If she was fully present to Jesus as the resurrection and the life, that would not be a big concern. By concluding the scene with these words of Martha, the lectionary seems to want to leave us with the sense that she has indeed come to mature faith. At the moment, the one scene in the 4th Gospel that I can think of where the evangelist seems to be portraying someone with mature faith is at the very end of the original ending of the Gospel, in chapter 20, when Thomas says to the appearing Jesus, my Lord and my God. What can I say about my own faith? I need to use hope language here. I hope that my faith is maturing, is going in the right direction, that it is not regressing. Fully mature faith, it is not. But I hope the Holy Spirit is intent on maturing my faith and that I am cooperating with that process. But only God knows for sure.